The 3 o'clock hour on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Dave Kochan joins us coming up in a little bit, and then we'll talk Miami Redhawk football with Steve Baker, the voice of Miami, and that'll be coming up in just a little bit as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated, a place where families meet up again and again for a quick lunch to catch the game after work or games, as in tonight's case, or bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. Stop on by at Third Base. You're practically home, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. Quite a bit to get to here on the program today, Mark, and a windy one, but a sunny Thursday today.
Yes, indeed, and all the hay is in the barn for college football teams tonight anyway. We've got a handful of games tonight, including Minnesota in action against South Dakota State. A really good one, underrated one in my mind, UCLA and Cincinnati, and then the Holy War later on. That's in Utah, I think, isn't it? Or BYU?
Well, it's somewhere in Utah. Yeah. I know that. It's BYU versus the, I think it's in Provo, but let me double
check. We've got
check.
Georgia Tech Clemson on KGYM, right?
We do. We have college football coming your way. We'll join just ahead of the kickoff tonight as defending national champion Clemson will take on the Ramblin' Wreck of Georgia Tech tonight from Death Valley over in Clemson, South Carolina. And we'll have it from Westwood One. All three of our frequencies coming up tonight. Clemson is a 37-point favorite. It wasn't too long ago when Coach Johnson had Georgia Tech playing Iowa in an Orange Bowl, took the Yellow Jackets to many bowl games during his tenure down there. But we'll have that game tonight. Line is up to 37 now.
Ooh.
37. That's hard. That's a lot of markers there.
Perhaps Dave Kochan will have an opinion on that game.
Perhaps we'll see. Will. It's in Provo, by the way, the Holy War tonight. Maybe the most underrated game of the year. And it comes up on the opening night of college football because there's a lot of nasty between Utah and Brigham Young. That's why they call it the Holy War. And that will go off tonight. Usually a lot of pushing and shoving going on in that particular ball game, kind of like Miami and Florida was last Saturday. I am really interested for Minnesota and South Dakota State tonight.
Mm-hmm.
FS1's going to have that at 8 o'clock this evening as the Gophers will kick off Big Ten football coming up tonight against the South Dakota State team. If anyone who follows the Missouri Valley Football Conference knows, the Jackrabbits are very, very talented.
They can play.
And that is a good, good football team. I know our friend Jake knows that, being a South Dakota State guy. But that should be an interesting ball game coming up at TCF Bank Stadium tonight in Minneapolis. And a lot of expectations on the Gophers, too, for PJ Fleck going into year three, I believe, rowing the boat up there in Minneapolis. So we'll see how that plays out. But it's just good to have college football in earnest back. Some more games tomorrow night, Wisconsin and Rutgers. And Purdue will play in Michigan State, four Big Ten teams on Friday night. Love that. At least it's not Iowa or Iowa State. 319-366-1600. That is the Hurtine & Stocker Jeweler text line if you would like to weigh in. Hurtine & Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City.
High school football on the airwaves tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
On this very station.
Yes, it is. Getting ready for a pair of games, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM. We'll have Cedar Rapids, Washington at Cedar Rapids Prairie. Myself, John, Jeff will be out there. And then Miles and Gary will be down in North Liberty. It'll be Liberty and City High on 106.3 FM coming up. Both those games tentatively scheduled to start the pregame at 7 o'clock. I say tentatively scheduled because we have no bearing on how quickly the preceding game goes with the varsity contest.
Mm-hmm.
None whatsoever. They do in some other parts of the state. where they start those games actually at 7 or 7:30, and they play the preliminary, but they play the
sophomore or JV
games on a different night.
Yeah.
So maybe that's coming in the future, but it is not here as of yet. 319-366-1600, the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line, as college football is here and getting underway tonight. Can't wait. Can't wait. My night is made. And it's not because of the Northern Colorado San Jose State game. Although that's going to be a spine tingler, Mark. Don't get me wrong on that one. News out of Iowa City, not dealing with Oliver Martin today. Of course, yesterday, that was Oliver Martin Day. Today was announced the honorary captain for the Iowa football team this Saturday night as Iowa takes on Miami. You knew it was coming, but, you know, these announcements are usually, you know, looked at with, okay, that's cool. It'd be nice to see him. This one had a little bit more substance to it. One, Mr. Bob Stoops will be the honorary captain for the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night as they take on the Miami Redhawks.
Very interesting. And Bob in town, I'm sure, for Fry Fest tomorrow.
Correct.
KGYM will have, a presence there with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn. They'll have a booth down there at Fry Fest. But, yeah, very interesting. Mike Alas of the Gazette had a tweet earlier today. I told you years ago that Bob Stoops, the all-time winningest coach at Oklahoma, would come back and be the honorary captain for Kirk Ferentz, the all-time winningest coach at Iowa. How about the odds on that?
Yeah. Not too low.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall as Stoops addresses the team.
Remember, Bob Stoops was pretty darn good and decorated player in his days as a safety for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Out of Youngstown, Ohio. Everybody knows the history of the Stoops family playing for Hayden Fry and the Iowa Hawkeyes and making his way back now that he is a retired coach. Still retired.
Mm-hmm.
Has not made any headlines as far as thinking about going back into the college game or the pro game or what have you. Was watching his sons play, I know. Enjoying that. And good for him. Good for him. And he's going to be back in Iowa City coming up on Saturday night and probably should get a couple things accomplished. Number one, probably should get a very good ovation as he is introduced. And, of course, the second thing will be to get all the rumors started by some of the lunatic fringe out there that Bob Stoops should have been the coach all the time and blah, 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 blah. So get ready to at least hear that a couple times as we get toward the weekend.
Very interesting night in the National Football League as well. As you know, every team is in action the final preseason games of 2019, and some State of Iowa players need to make a bit of a push. I read earlier this week that Alan Lazard, wide receiver, is one of three guys on the Green Bay Packers roster who was they're battling for a spot on the 53-man roster.
Yep.
And likewise for many other players, Iowa-related or not, and those cuts will come after tonight's game.
Yes, very much so. And people say that this is a throwaway night as far as the NFL is concerned because, like you said, everybody plays. You don't usually see starters at all in this game or very little because this is the night for the Alan Lazards and for people like that who they want to see in quite a bit of play if they're going to be able to be counted on during the season. This is a big night for the future of those young men tonight. And that's what makes it kind of interesting. I'll be watching college football, though, tonight.
13 and Stocker Jeweler text line 319-366-1600. We'll get to Robin Center Point in just a second. 6230. Oh, Stoops. I thought your Hawkeye news was about the pizza. yes, a pizza vendor has been named.
Oh, good.
The official pizza of the Iowa Hawkeyes.
I don't
Hawkeyes.
Know if we can say who the official vendor is.
I'm not going to.
Okay, there is an official pizza.
We have advertisers on this show.
I know that.
That might object.
Exactly.
You can go out there and look it up.
but there is one.
Yeah. Official pizza of the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Rob in Center Point. Joins us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class at 3:13. Rob, how are you this afternoon?
Really good, gentlemen. Really good. Hey, Bobby Stoops, it's my understanding he's coaching next year in the XFL.
Okay.
Just wanted to give you guys that kind of update. Newsflash.
I'm a big follower of the XFL, as you know.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah. Rob helping us out in Center Point. The XFL.
Kind of interesting, wouldn't it?
Sure. I only, you know, the only non-NFL pro entity that I kind of got into was USFL.
That was good.
Back in the 80s, before that was shown down the drain. Watched the 30 for 30 on that one. ESPN did a really good job as far as that one is concerned. But, yeah, XFL, well, good for Coach Stoops. Get out there, get those juices flowing again. But he's not going to be the college coach.
Yes, we mean some kind of cheese pizza, 41-82.
Coach and GM of the Dallas XFL franchise. That on the Hurtine & Stocker Jewelers text line. I don't know how I could have missed that news coming out.
Yeah.
I probably had it in one little corner of my brain, and then it went away very quickly. A couple other things to get to. One other thing, we have a winner as far as the United States Women's Senior Amateur here in town, and it's Laura Tennant, who won it last year, who beat Sue Wooster, who got second last year. So not a whole lot changed in 365 odd days from going from Florida, Vero Beach, Florida, to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. But congratulations to Oregon's Laura Tennant. Beat Sue Wooster of Australia. Wooster beat Ellen Port in the round of 32 at the Cedar Rapids Country Club. Ellen, the seven-time USGA champion out of St. Louis. So it was a repeat of last year and the same result.
Congratulations to the Cedar Rapids Country Club, all the organizers there. They worked with the USGA, spectators who may or may not have attended, volunteers. Hopefully, this will put Cedar Rapids and CRCC on the map for future events.
That they are going for.
Yeah.
That they are going for. I've talked with a couple of people from the USGA. Talking with a couple of people as well from the Cedar Rapids Country Club, and they are definitely looking forward and trying to get probably the biggest tournament that they can get. A U.S. Open, a men's United States Open is not coming to Cedar Rapids,
no,
folks.
No.
A women's United States Open is not coming to Cedar Rapids. Probably not a senior open as well, but you know, there could be a mid-am, something like that in the offing. United States men's senior amateur could be coming. So, yeah, there are a lot of things they're looking at down the road.
Funny what, you know, pushes the needle, and it's this pizza that Iowa has contracted with. 6230 said the interesting thing about the pizza, that it's from a gas station and not the one overly known for pizza.
Hmm.
People are excited about this pizza.
More than Bob Stoops coming.
Well, it's going to be offered at Kinnick, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to admit, I didn't read the news release very thoroughly.
About the pizza?
No.
I saw Bob Stoops, and I go, whoa, hey, that's some big stuff. All right. Maybe we'll talk pizza. We're going to talk football with Dave Koken from Las Vegas. We know that when we return on the Gym Class for a Thursday at KGYM. I'm also going to talk with Steve Baker later on. He is a play-by-play voice of Miami, Ohio football. Not Miami of Ohio, Miami, Ohio football. We'll take a break, come back, have more for you. We are presented by Third Base Brewery on the corner of Blair's Fair Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stay with us, more to come after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. And throughout August, receive free premium finishes on Kemper and Decora cabinetry at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, and at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Back with you in the gym class, Thursday edition here at KGYM. Coming up tomorrow on the Friday edition of the show, we'll have our Emil's Hideaway pick six, our first one of the year. And looking forward to that. We lost by two scant games last year, Mark. Two games throughout the entire year through the Super Bowl, college mainly. Few pro, we lost by two stinking games.
We did. It was back and forth the whole season. Our friend Dave Alec won the individual race.
Yes, he
and
did.
And he'll be back in studio tomorrow.
And Rookie
tomorrow.
Of the Year, by the way.
Yeah. Winner and Rookie of the Year. I think Kyle might have won the same awards.
Yes, he
when
did.
When he first came on board.
No Rookie of the Year coming up this year. No rookies in the field.
Yeah.
Kyle is going to have to help us and carry us again this year. 321 here on the show. Dave Koken set to join us right now. You can follow him at Dave Koken on Twitter. SmokingKoken.com is the website. And Dave is probably just as happy as I am that big-time college football is back tonight. And you got your night set up, Dave? And how many televisions you got on tonight?
I have both sets on. I have two next to each other in my man cave. And can bounce around and watch a number of games at the same time. Although my focus will probably be on the big games, like most people, because you know they're more exciting. I don't know how much they need to watch Georgia Tech and Clemson. We kind of know what's going to happen there.
Yeah, that's a big spread.
Although
Dave.
37 intrigues me.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could. I guess you'll be ahead for a while with Georgia Tech. but yeah, I have no idea how they're going to adapt to their new scheme, and Clemson is really, really good. So it's not a game that I'm playing, but I'm not getting in Clemson's way either.
I said at the outset of the show today, I think one of the best games and most fun games to watch of the entire year is tonight with the Holy War with Utah and BYU. That's just two programs that just do not like each other. Fan bases don't like each other, and it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, this will be super intense. And, of course, last year, it looks like BYU is going to run away with the game. I mean, they were way ahead, and they fell apart in the fourth quarter and lost the game. So big, big revenge for them. This will be the game that is going to be of the most interest in the books here in Las Vegas, at least, because it's getting a lot of action, and it's very lopsided on the Utah side. People are buying into the hype on Utah, and we'll see how legit it is.
Iowa opens Saturday night, Dave, as you know. Did you take a look at that game?
Yeah. Iowa should be able to stomp them. The problem is that, look, this is just not a program that you can feel comfortable laying points with. They have a conservative coach who basically wants to just win the game,
mm-hmm.
and he does a lot of that. But so to me, I can't lay it. But if Iowa gets aggressive offensively, they could probably name the score here. Miami's not a bad team, but they're not on the same level as the Hawkeyes.
And they may play three quarterbacks on Saturday night.
Well, let's hope they throw the ball. I wish they would open it up a little bit, but that's not going to happen.
No. I agree with you, and that's what makes it about a three-touchdown spread right there. And Iowa State opens with in-state foe Northern Iowa, which is a good FCS team. They have a new quarterback, but the expectations are just off the chart in Ames, and it's going to be tough for UNI on Saturday to hang.
Well, it is, and I think the expectations are legit at Iowa State. Matt Campbell's really built himself a program here. This is a good football team, a great young quarterback who did more than get his feet wet last year. And the one thing Iowa State has to guard against is, and this is something that I've never associated with Iowa State, but they're now in a position where they have to avoid being overconfident against a team they know they're going to beat. That can always be dangerous.
Dave, I know you've got plenty in play tonight, and the last preseason games of the season, I think it's great that everybody plays on this day and then the cuts are made, but few starters play, but a lot of guys battling for positions, so is it difficult at all to try to analyze these games?
Yeah, I mean, to me, if you're going to do it at all, just say with the tried and true, Mike Zimmer tries to win every game. And he's got two good backup quarterbacks who are really in a battle for the number two spot in Mannion and Slaughter. And John Harbaugh tries to win every game. So, the lines have been adjusted accordingly, and you've got those two teams as road favorites, but it's tough to argue against either one of them.
Mm. Yeah, very much so. This Saturday, as far as the colleges are concerned, they made the announcement as far as Boise State, Florida State now. They're going to move that thing inland to Tallahassee. That's not good news for Boise State, but yeah, you got to use your head in this situation, and certainly all the authorities are doing that.
Yeah, and for anybody who's bet the game already, and we can talk about that now that it's legit in Iowa, check the rules because it varies from one book to another. Some books have canceled the original bet and are just refunding it and are making this a new event with Boise State now at Florida State. Others are leaving it as action. So it all depends on what the rules are at the book you're doing business with. And I would urge everybody who may have bet this game already to check with their book to see if the game is still active or whether they have to rebet it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dave Kochan joining us from Las Vegas here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. I know you'll have some plays, I know, on Saturday. Games that intrigue you coming up. I know you got a free one with SMU that you can talk about, but anything that really caught your eye as far as teams or matchups?
Well, I mean, there's some games that I'm not betting on, but I want to see what they do. One of them is LSU. Now, LSU's got Texas next week, so they might keep things under wraps, but this new Death Star offense, well, they're going to throw the football. They brought in a new assistant, Brady, and he's going to open things up. And this LSU team might be really, really, really good. I mean, they might be a playoff team. I know everybody's just conceding it to Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, and somebody else, but LSU could upset that apple cart. They're loaded. Now, they're facing a Georgia Southern team that's got very little chance in the football game, and I don't think LSU will have that much trouble defending the option. But I also don't know if LSU is going to open things up here or keep things under wraps for a week until they face Texas. But I will be looking at LSU next week against Texas. I think Texas is overrated. I think they could have some troubles with Louisiana Tech on Saturday. And I think LSU, while I can't say they're underrated because they're a top 10 program, they might be even better than people think.
Interesting. Oregon and Auburn will play as well. That'll be coming up on Saturday night.
Oregon.
Oh, Mark says take Oregon. A lot of eyeballs.
I don't know. It's an I don't know game for me. In fact, I mentioned this on a podcast I did, that of the entire schedule, this is probably the last game I bet. It's a really tough game. Oregon's got great skill position talent, and they've got a good offensive line. But, I mean, this Auburn defense is really good. They're fast as hell. They've got speed everywhere. And if their quarterback, Nix, is the new quarterback, if he delivers, they've got a murderous schedule, so they're probably not going to be a playoff-caliber team from that standpoint. But in terms of their talent, they are. There's some great teams in the SEC this year. So I don't know what to do with the game. I mean, if I gun to head, I guess I'd take Auburn, but there's zero chance I'll be betting this game.
Take us inside the world of a Vegas expert. How many games are you going to watch on Saturday, Dave?
Oh, I don't know. I don't keep count.
How about
I'll see. It's well into double figures.
Yeah.
Then Sunday night, one game on Sunday night. It's intriguing because Dana Holgorsen is his first game at Houston. They got to go to Norman to take on Oklahoma. 24-ish point favorite. But if he knows a lot about Oklahoma, though, and it's going to be intriguing. Houston has some talent.
Yeah, they got a great quarterback. And one thing to remember is that Houston was a pretty good football team last year until the Ed Oliver stuff just fractured the clubhouse. The team disintegrated. It cost the coach's job. It was a complete mess. And I think Houston could be better than people think. I don't think they're all that far down. And if that's the case, they might be competitive in this game. They're not going to beat Oklahoma, but they might be able to give them a contest.
Best number of the weekend, though, 79.5 for the over-under in that thing.
There'll be a lot of points in that one, yeah.
Defense is going to be optional, I think, as far as that one is concerned. We still got baseball, of course, going on. I know you got a pick for tonight with that.
Yeah, I took the Giants. It's a scheduling spot. They had yesterday off. San Diego played an extra inning game, and they used 8 relief pitchers in the game because it was a bullpen day, so no fresh arms. I watched the post game, and they seemed a little bit frustrated. I don't know. There's not much fuel left in this Padres tank at this point. I think the Giants might be worth a shot tonight. I'm not at all enamored with Derek Rodriguez, he's a Triple-A pitcher, but the spot does definitely scream Giants. So, and at plus 110, had to take a shot with that. The game I want to watch, unfortunately I won't because football's on, and I'm going to watch that. But the Mets and Cubs should be the best game of the night. DeGrom's pitching, which means the Mets probably won't score many runs because they never do when he pitches. And he'll hold the Cubs down. And this is a huge game for the Cubs, for the Mets, I should say. They've lost 5 in a row at home, and they're quickly falling back out of contention. They really need this game tonight.
Syndergaard was horrible last night.
Yeah.
You know, but it's funny. I think one play changed that game, and that's the error by Rosario. It changed the inning, that's for sure. He was throwing it pretty well to that point, and I don't know, it seemed to get under his skin. Next guy gets a flare single, and he just fell apart at that point.
Dave, you'll be interested to know, in the department of head versus heart, at the casino in Council Bluffs way out in western Iowa on the Nebraska border, after it opened, a ton of bets in Nebraska to win the national title.
Yeah. Well, you know, all I can say is the Vegas Golden Knights made the Stanley Cup Finals in their first year, so anything can happen.
I suppose.
What, 75-1?
So in that area, yeah.
That's a little short. I think 125-1 is probably about the right price. But they knew it. They knew what they were going to get hit, because there's a lot of hype on Nebraska, not just in your neck of the woods, but all over the country. And they're probably going to be a good football team. But for them to make the playoffs, that's a pretty big long shot.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, very big long shot indeed. Well, enjoy the college football tonight, Dave. I know we will, and we will talk to you getting ready for week one of the NFL coming up next week. So football is here, and it's great to have it back.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy the weekend. Hope you win some money.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Dave Kokin, SmokingKokin.com, at Dave Kokin on Twitter. And Dave does a terrific job breaking things down and came up with the world's greatest line last week.
And it was.
I'm not cheap, but I'm pretty good at this. All right. Well, that could be the name of our segment.
It could be.
3:34. We're going to take a break, but as we go to break, I'm going to give you an opportunity one more time to pick up some Colonels playoff tickets. The Colonels will host Quad Cities next Wednesday night at Veterans Memorial Stadium in the Midwest League playoffs. And we've got tickets for you to win right now by calling 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Caller 6, you will pick up those tickets. Colonels.com for more information. You can also go to KGYMradio.com to get the link as well. We'll be back. We'll talk some Miami RedHawk football with their play-by-play man, Steve Baker, when we come back.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
How good are PXG clubs? Golf writers describe them as absolutely remarkable and the best golf clubs out there. Our customers call them insanely good and say they live up to the hype. So what are you waiting for? Step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever. Call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do. Period.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the Duralast batteries you need to drive with peace of mind. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions. That's because they're designed to improve performance and provide your ride with a powerful startup. And they're available only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast with free same-day in-store pickup.
Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace, the perfect time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands. Right now, buy one of our select Traeger grills and get a free Traeger accessories package valued at over $85. Plus, Ace Rewards members get free assembly and delivery on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up from our store right to your door. Don't miss the Labor Day sale. Now through Monday, only at Ace. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
All the scores from the area as well as around the state. It's the High School Football Scoreboard Show, Friday night at 10, right here, exclusively on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:37 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Scott and Mark, Kyle with you as well, our producer here today. Iowa and Miami coming up. That will be on a Saturday night, the first ever night game to kick off the season at Kinnick Stadium. As the Hawkeyes welcome in the Red Hawks of Miami, Ohio. And Steve Baker will be on the air calling the game for Miami and the Red Hawks. Joins us here on the program on a Thursday. And Steve, welcome into Eastern Iowa. Miami, no stranger, though, to Kinnick Stadium. I think last there in 2016 as they opened the season that particular year. Going to do it again in 2019 for the Red Hawks. And how are preparations going for the opener?
I think pretty well for the team. Thanks for having me on, guys. I do appreciate it. I just walked off the football field from practice to do the interview, and they're looking like they're ready to go. It's a young team, does have some experience in places, but I think Coach Martin's had a pretty good fall and getting ready for the Hawkeyes on Saturday.
Steve, has the quarterback situation sorted itself out?
No.
No?
I wish I could tell you, yeah, somebody stepped up and, was, much better than the others. But all three are still taking snaps, and I think that'll be a pregame decision for Coach Martin as to who walks out there first.
Mm. Will we see more than one quarterback on Saturday night?
I would not be surprised to see more than one quarterback, unless somebody gets really hot. And, is just doing an outstanding job. I wouldn't be surprised to see more than one.
The running backs, you lost a couple good ones from last year. What does that look like?
Running backs are pretty deep. Guys with a lot of experience back there. Of course, for us, we lose Alonzo Smith and Kenny Young, two of the best backs and most durable backs that we've had. And, it'll be backs by committee, and this offense uses backs a little differently than most because you got a guy like Mo Thomas, who is kind of the Swiss Army knife of the offense. He'll line up in the backfield, he'll line up in the slot, he'll line up wide, and you got a couple of guys that'll do that. Jalen Vester will do the same thing. Tyree Shelton will do the same thing. Then you got a guy like Davion Johnson, who is a durable runner right up the middle, and you got some other guys in there, but there's probably about four or five guys that'll see the field in that position on Saturday night. Mm.
Well, whoever the quarterback is, they're going to have some big targets to throw to. I mean, 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", guys out there for the Red Hawks. So no problem right there, I guess.
No, and guys that have experience as well. Luke Mayock's one of our most experienced receivers, but Jack Sorensen is the leading returner, and a kid that just goes and works his tail off every single practice, every single minute he's on the football field. He's one of those guys who just lives it. And, so you got those two guys. You got a Dom Robinson, who is, a big, tall target out there, and he has experience as well. And then again, you'll see the backs out there quite a bit, and two tight ends that have great experience. And again, this offense uses the tight ends. You'll see them catch the football, hopefully, on Saturday night. And, you got a lot of targets to throw to out there. It's going to be a matter, I think, of can our offensive line give whoever is a quarterback a little bit of time to throw.
Familiar face for Iowans on the defensive side of things for the Red Hawks is Manny Rugumba. As you know, Steve, started his career at Iowa, gave him some good games, but now he's in the defensive backfield for Miami. What, if anything, has Manny had to say about coming back to Kinnick?
I think he's excited about coming back to Kinnick, quite honestly. And, wearing maybe a different uniform, he's done, great things here in camp and, in the fall practices. And he'll be out there and ready to go. It's a pleasure to watch him play because I think he's probably one of the better athletes on the defense right now. And I think, he's going to do some pretty good things this season for us. And I know he's excited, and who wouldn't be to come back and, visit where you've been and be a part of that atmosphere once again.
Steve Baker joining us, the play-by-play voice of the Miami Redhawks here in a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. This Miami team finished 6-6, finished strong, winning their last three. You guys were just beset by injuries, though. You want to avoid that, obviously, especially early in the non-conference slate in this 2019 season.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult to do, though, when you take a look at the non-conference schedule for a team like Miami. We open up with you guys. We'll come back home and play our one home game of this non-conference slate against Tennessee Tech. Then you go play Cincinnati, who is gotten leaps and bounds better. They'll open up against UCLA tonight, and then you go to Ohio State to play the Buckeyes. So very physical, hard-hitting, you know, four games ahead of us here. So staying healthy will be the key. You know, you mentioned late last year and the injuries, particularly on the defense, but it really gave you a chance to play guys like Ryan McWood in the linebacking position and some other guys that got them some experience and actually played very well. That is going to bode well, I think, for that defense and, you know, those where those injuries were a year ago.
I would imagine the next logical step to try to get back to a bowl game, something that hasn't happened since 2016. I know Miami has picked to finish second in the East. Is that reasonable?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And again, health will be a big part of that and how the quarterback situation shakes out, who actually steps up and, you know, how that works. And, you know, and I've talked to Coach Martin and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see us be playing two quarterbacks as we head to conference play and let that play out and hopefully have somebody ready to go by the Buffalo game. But, yeah, definitely, you know, this team can compete in the Mid-American Conference. They've shown it in each of the last several years. Miami's won as many conference games as those teams that are the contenders every year and the teams that, you know, have won it in each of the past couple of years. And, you know, you go in there and, you know, you battle every week. You know you're going to battle. And I think this team will be ready for it. But, again, staying healthy is going to be a big, big key for this team.
It is. And mentioned Manny Rugumba coming back, but also a couple of former, well, native Iowans, including Cedar Rapidian with Andrew Todd. A couple guys in the offensive line there that are from the Hawkeye State.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's, you know, recruiting has become such a nationwide thing with the internet. And, you know, you can see so many more kids. And, you know, Chuck will has always been, let's go get the best athlete. And, you know, we're lucky to get those guys in here and contributing to this football team.
What's the biggest concern about Iowa, either from your standpoint, Steve, or Chuck Martin's?
I think, honestly, being able to move the football. I mean, you know Iowa's going to come at you. And, you know, run the football. Our defense has got to be, you know, pretty steady and, you know, try and, you know, contain the Hawkeyes. And then offensively, you got to be able to move the football and not make mistakes. I mean, and that's going to be a key. I mean, you got three guys back there at quarterback, any one of them, nobody's taking a snap. And you're going to go against one of the best defenses in the country and the Hawkeyes. You got to be ready, you know, for the pressure, and then you have to handle that pressure and not turn the ball over. You know, last time we were out there, you guys mentioned it 3 years ago, got into trouble early, turnovers cost us, and, you know, not being able to move the ball. You know, I don't know that we'll be able to control the clock, but, you know, certainly you want to control as much of it as possible and, you know, and move the football against the Hawkeyes. And I think that'll be the biggest concern is, you know, can you give the quarterback time to throw? And, you know, nobody runs against the Hawkeyes, but you got to have some sort of semblance of a running game to keep them honest.
Yeah, and well, I think you hit it on the head. Kirk Ferentz, even though he's got a three-year starting quarterback, there's no secret. Wants to establish the running game, and I would imagine the Red Hawks know, especially on the defensive line, that what's coming with two guys that are potentially first-round draft choices anyway in next year's draft.
Yeah, absolutely. The running backs for Iowa are top-notch, first class, and you know you gotta fit the run. You gotta stay in your gaps, and you know that's something that Chuck Martin preaches every single day. You know, but it obviously with the offensive line of the Hawkeyes and you know the experience, it's going to be a little tough. But you know it should be an interesting battle there. I like our defense a lot going into the season. And we'll see what happens there. But, you know, as much as the run game is important, you can't let that fool you and let the quarterback get back there and get happy and throw the ball around either.
And before we let you go, is there a little chip on the shoulder of the Red Hawks? 6-6 last year, but they didn't get a bowl invitation. Was there a little chip on the shoulder in the offseason?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think so. I mean, anytime you – you think you deserve a bowl game, especially finishing the way that the team did. I think there's always a chip, and you know, if things don't go the way that you want them to, and I think you draw upon that and you get ready for the next year. We've got a great freshman class that, you know, brings in, you're going to see some of those guys, but the guys that returned from a year ago, hey, they know what it's about. They know what they have to accomplish, and quite honestly, they know the challenge ahead of them. These first four games as I said, absolutely no cakewalk. You got to stay out there. You stay healthy. You keep battling, and then when you get to the MAC schedule, then you really start to make some hay, I think. And, yeah, that's going to be the mantra for these guys. But, yeah, to answer your question, I think absolutely. These guys are ready to go. They're ready to play and ready to make their mark.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, safe travels to Iowa, Steve. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it. And best of luck to the Redhawks this year.
As always, looking forward to it, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Steve Baker joining us, play-by-play voice of Miami, Ohio. Here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Jim in Cedar Rapids, by the way, got the Colonel's playoff tickets. Congratulations going out to him. And thank you very much for listening to the show here today. We always appreciate it. All right, 3:49. We'll take a break, come back. I have some more for you here. We'll take a look at those college football games, give you a little bit of baseball news as well when we come back. Gym Class for Thursday coming your way here on KGYM.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Fall is all about color. So is Vigoro Colored Mulch at the Home Depot. Right now at Labor Day savings of 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro is 100% natural shredded wood in 3 beautiful shades. It beautifies your garden while retaining moisture. And at this low price, it also looks great on your budget. Today is the day for doing with Labor Day savings on Vigoro Mulch, 5 bags, just $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 2 5-1/4 ounce bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Simple ingredients for a pigskin feast. Equal parts offense and defense, plus a dash of special teams in the clutch. And top it off with a heaping helping of screaming fans. Get your pigskin fill right here on the Cyclone Sports Network.
Saturday, the Cyclones host the Northern Iowa Panthers. Pre-game at 9, kickoff at 11, here on the Gym, 1600 AM, KGYM.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/rxrewards or the pharmacy for details.
Lowe's is here to help pros like you save with special Labor Day savings going on now throughout the store. Like $45 off 5-gallon pails and $15 off gallon cans via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy select interior and exterior paint and stain. And get up to 40% off select appliance special values with 4-piece kitchen suites as low as $1,160. Whatever you need for your next job and any job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 9/4, appliance offer valid through 9/11, U.S. only.
it's time to let go.
11th ranked Oregon, number 16 Auburn.
I think it's time to let go.
Saturday starting at 6:30 here on the Gym, 106.3 FM, 1600 AM, KGYM.
All kinds of football coming up starting tonight. Clemson and Georgia Tech, we've got it at 7 o'clock. All three frequencies coming your way tonight. And then high school football, of course, coming your way tomorrow. Saturday morning, Iowa State at 9 o'clock on 1600 AM. The Cyclones will be entertaining the UNI Panthers. And Saturday night, as you heard, we'll have Auburn and Oregon. Sunday night, we've got Houston and Oklahoma. And then Monday night, we've got Notre Dame and Louisville. And a guy that he's got. Can you beat Dave Kokin's two TVs set up for you tonight?
I can't, unfortunately. I don't have the means in my apartment now. But I will have a TV and a phone and a computer in front of me.
Oh, that's right. You can do it on the phone now.
You can do it on a lot of different things, including a cell phone, yes.
Tablet. See what we're learning from the... you're not a millennial. What's your...
I don't know if there's any particular guidelines for the... I feel like the goalposts kind of get moved on the age range, but maybe I have some millennial traits.
You help me out, though, because now I can watch, you know, two or three games.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love it. Alex joining us here in studio. What's coming up on your show with Todd today?
Well, of course, we're going to get everybody.
Or Todd's show with you or whatever.
Either way, we're going to get everybody ready for the college football season. Tom Loy of 24/7 Sports is going to join us at 4:30. Everybody's going to hear from Nate Stanley, who met with the media earlier in the week. A Thursday staple of Woodja is going to be at 5:30. And then Chris Emma of 670 The Score is going to talk Bears, Cubs, White Sox, Northwestern, all things Chicago sports with Chris Emma at 6 o'clock.
Probably shouldn't talk a lot of White Sox. They were really playing decent ball until the Twins came in.
Looking forward to Fry Fest tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a chance for people to win $100, too, coming up on Tuesday for people who stop by the booth tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to do the normal thing that we've done every year at Fry Fest and give people cards, and they can listen to us on Tuesday. And if we announce your number, you're going to win, I believe it's $100,
$100. Correct? A C-note. That is a C-note, right?
It is.
Thank you.
So, and we're going to have Warren Holloway joining us tomorrow in the Big Hour with Rob Howe. And Chuck Long will be joining us on the phone at 4:30. And we're working on another guest, maybe from that 2004 team.
We'll see you and Todd next on Before the Boom on Saturday afternoon.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
You better talk. 4:30.
You can get the Ironside to talk to you on Friday. He'll talk with you tomorrow.
See, we don't want to
infringe.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We don't want to infringe on any of your guys' staples.
He'd talk to anybody. All right, enjoy the football tonight.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Going to be fun. Some good matchups coming up tonight. So stay tuned. Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, and then it'll be Clemson and Georgia Tech tonight. This is not your big brother's Georgia Tech tonight. So this is a brand new system that the Ramblin' Wreck will be throwing out there. So it'd be weird to see Georgia Tech not running the triple option and things like that. But things change.
Very true. As I mentioned, the last night of the NFL preseason as well, every team in action. Our poll question today at KGYMradio.com has to do with that subject. Is the NFL preseason too long? Yes or no?
Whether you vote yes or no, it's going to be taken down very soon. Not the poll question. It'll be reduced, the NFL preseason, because sounds like in order to get more regular season games, which I am dead set against, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people with sense are also dead set against. In order to bring in more regular season games, they're going to take the preseason games down to two. You think there were injuries before in the National Football League? Wait till you go from 16 to 18, and then they're also going to expand the playoffs, the way it sounds, by a couple of teams. Or, yeah, at least one in each conference. And then only one team will be getting a bye, the way it sounds, in the new system, which is coming down the road. So,
our friend Sam on the text line insists that millennials were born between 1981 and 1996. So I think Alex falls in that area.
But he helped me out tonight, and I do appreciate that because I did not even think that I could watch something on a tablet or an electronic device or something like that. I'm going for three games tonight. We'll see how that plays out at home. There's probably some reality show on that will nix my plans. But we'll see. How it all plays out. Which game are you interested in most tonight?
I think South Dakota State, Minnesota.
I am too. I will keep an eye on BYU, Utah, but I'm really interested to see the Gophers tonight and see exactly. And you can't come down with too many conclusions on opening night. I understand that. But Minnesota, if they want to be a Big Ten Western Division champion, they need to dispatch South Dakota State easier than what I think they're going to.
Avoid the stumbling block like Iowa couldn't do when North Dakota State came into
Kinnick. Well, NDSU also went into Minneapolis and beat the Gophers a few years ago. And, yeah.
I'd say UCLA going to Cincinnati is going to be a very interesting proposition as well.
Yeah. Second year for the former Oregon coach, whose name escapes me right now. And we don't have time to read your text as you text them in with the correct answer to that. All right. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. Tomorrow, we'll have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, and we'll take your phone calls and texts. How you think Iowa State, you and I, will come through the 2019 season. Have a great night.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.